time for Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, have you do you do staycations where you stay at home, but you check things out in your town?
I do. I love that, actually, because we live in a great community.
We sure do. We get 14 million visitors a year. And residents are also great big supporters of our tourist spots. Now, typically, you know, when I would go to the zoo or a museum, I'd think, okay, where am I going to get lunch beforehand or after? But, you know, there's great food available in our landmarks, so you don't even have to really look around. You can visit them right when you're there, and I'm going to talk about a couple of them. Four of our biggest area attractions have amazing food. The first is one we talked about recently, the Durham Museum. They get about 250,000 visitors a year, and you know they have that great soda fountain cafe.
Yeah, yep.
And we talked about it when we did soda fountains. I went recently, and I had the barbecue pulled pork sandwich with a side of mac and cheese. Delicious. And a phosphate, because you can't get a phosphate many other places. That place has been there since the 30s, and it virtually looks the same.
Amazing.
Lauritsen Gardens gets about 250,000 visitors a year, too. You can actually picnic in an area outside their garden before you go in. It's beautiful, a little view of the pond.
Yeah.
But they've got the ConAgra Cafe and coffee shop that's open for lunch. It overlooks that beautiful floral display hall. You can get sandwiches, bowls, flatbreads, soup, salads. One of my favorites is a Greek wedge. So you make a Greek sandwich or a salad in the style of a wedge.
Oh.
And they have a roasted garlic and blistered tomato flatbread that's served with arugula. That is just delicious.
Yeah.
Jocelyn Museum, you know, they had a refresh. They were closed for 2 years. They also refreshed their grill. And I think it's called I don't know what it's called, but they've added menu items.
I had a burger there recently.
Oh, how was it?
Delicious.
Right.
Yeah.
So they do lunch 10 to 3, and then on Wednesdays and Thursdays when they're open late, they do later food from 4 to 7. I love the tomato chili crisp vodka pasta.
Oh,
it's got a tomato chili vodka sauce, burrata, and you can get it with tofu, chicken, or salmon.
My goodness.
I'm a big risotto person. I make a great risotto, so I'm pretty picky on it. They do a fantastic mushroom risotto and then a kimchi grilled cheese, which is to die for.
Huh.
Now, the granddaddy of them all, of course, is the Henry Dorley Zoo. They get 2 million visitors a year.
Yeah.
I counted up, they've got 13 concession and food areas where you can eat at the zoo. Most of them we've seen, the treetop, which is near the jungle. They've got the Dome Plaza.
The elephants and the animals, they have their own restaurants.
You won't see them having a margarita.
Probably, no.
Well, maybe not. They've got the Sea Turtle Cafe at the aquarium. So they're themed. Garden snacks near the Garden of the Senses and seafood down at the Glacier Bay Landing Grill. I like that they're starting and they've done themed food that matches
the theme of the exhibit.
Yeah. So, like, they have a Yeti Camp cafe, and it's near the Asian Highlands, and you can get a really good fried rice there, and momos, which of course are dumplings that originate from Tibet or Nepal. And then the Tusker Grill, which is near the African Lodge in the grasslands, has African cuisine. So there at the zoo, you can get peri-peri chicken, which is spicy and tangy and savory and smoky with those peri-peri peppers. So it's a great way to continue to support an organization you like, not have to go somewhere else for lunch or dinner, and get a great meal.
It's like going to a really big outdoor food hall. And then, by the way, let's see some really amazing animals.
So that's a great way to put it. So check out your local attraction in-house food venues. They're great.
Staycation. Diane Watson, thanks so very much.
See you next time.